House Bill 1025, an act to repeal and revise certain mental health provisions pertaining to the State Interagency Coordinating Network Council and the local interagency teams.
House Bill 1025, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. House Bill 1025 is brought to us today by the House Committee on Health and Human Services at the request of the Department of Human Services. House Bill 1025 is an act to repeal and revise certain mental health provisions pertaining to the State Interagency Coordinating Network Council and the local interagency teams. The purpose of the bill is to reduce duplication at both the state and local level and give local communities the power to determine their ownership, purpose, and function. There are numerous interagency efforts at both state and local levels. There is an overlap in membership and duplication in the function of these interagency efforts. House Bill 1025 repeals the statutes pertaining to the Interagency Coordinating Network Council because the purpose and function are duplicated by the Mental Health Advisory Council and the State Replacement Committee. The bill revises the statutes pertaining to the local interagency teams, and House Bill 1025 removes the mandate, the prescriptive membership, and the prescriptive function of the local interagency teams. The proposed change provides a permissive statute and preserves the civil immunity for the local interagency teams. This is a similar to the statute that allows for the child protection teams. By making the statutes less prospective, the local interagency teams will be able to determine the membership that best fits their communities, local control. They will also be allowed to determine their own purpose and function. For example, they may expand their membership to include the clergy or a healthcare professional. In response to concerns from parents and also in response to concerns of the county commissioners, a subcommittee was formed to make some changes in this bill, and it was amended to require that any local interagency team shall include a parent of a child with emotional disturbance. And as a result of the subcommittee discussion, the state agencies involved, being Education and Cultural Affairs, Human Services, Social Services, Health, Corrections, and Unified Judicial System, will enter into a memorandum of understanding that will bring the county commissioners into the loop for interagency planning. Again, this bill will reduce duplication of effort and allow for local control of interagency efforts. The end result being a very positive step to the coordination of local and state programs for dealing with the child with emotional disturbances and juveniles and keeping them in their home community. Sure. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I will stand by for questions.
Further remarks, Representative Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of the body. Question for the sponsor?
State your question, sir.
Yes, Representative Solem, the South Dakota Mental Health Advocacy Network, what was their position on this bill as presented?
Representative Solem, do you wish to answer the question?
Yes.
Proceed.
Representative Klocek, they gave no testimony against this bill.
Representative Klocek, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Solem, Mr. Speaker, and honorable members of the body.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis.
I'd like to refer to Representative Klocek's question, if I may, please.
You may.
I received several phone calls, faxes, from parents who are currently on the advisory board at state level, and they had heard that we had went to bat to make sure that that if they have a local board, they must, shall, have a parent represented. So they were very satisfied with it. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1025. Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1025. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1025.
Representative Derby. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 4, excused 3.
House Bill 1025, having received a majority of the votes of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is declared correct.